You're listening to Talk With Us, a podcast where we chat about what's on our mind
and what's blowing up on the internet. I'm your host, May.
And I'm your host, Quan.
And you're listening to
Talk With Us. What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to the show. It's your girl, Quan.
And it's your girl, May.
And welcome back to Talk With Us.
Welcome back, guys.
On this beautiful Monday.
Yes, it is. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
It was beautiful yesterday, even though it was cloudy. It just gave you, you know how sometimes the weather gives you that fall feeling?
Yeah.
And I had that fall feeling, and I'm a sucker for, like, the fall and the winter time. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love all the seasons. You know, but it's just some that, you know, are just your favorite.
Spring and fall is mine.
Actually, when spring come out, oh my goodness, it looks like stuff is new.
I know, it's so pretty. Yeah, you get the colorful flowers.
Mm-hmm. And you hear like the birds twittering and the butterflies and the bees. But when it comes to fall, though, I like these colors for the fall. And I like to see pumpkins. Who else likes to see pumpkins?
I do.
I'm talking about
I'm not somebody's... a pumpkin girl.
Really?
Nah.
It just screams.
I don't care
fall.
To call pumpkins.
Well, you don't have or to. See you don't them. Have to call. You don't have to carve them or anything. But I'm saying,
or
like, you
them.
Know, put them on the porch with like a bale of hay and make a little straw man. Mm-mm. I mean, it is so cute. Girl, I don't know what you're talking about. Y'all.
I never really found
she
that.
She ain't feeling fall.
I mean, I like fall, but I just don't really care for the pumpkins.
Girl,
I never
that makes
did.
It makes the fall.
Yeah.
And then you don't and the good thing about it transitions right on into November. You can let the pumpkin, the scarecrow stay out there, and all you got to do is stick a turkey out there. And there you go.
Yeah.
You know, you almost get 2 months out of a 1 month thing.
Well, I like seeing the decoration of the Halloween stuff.
Well, don't you know it's gonna be a pumpkin head, pumpkin face somewhere?
It's made of an evil one.
When it's a jack-o'-lantern. Yeah, yeah. When they got him looking angry.
Yeah, I like the one who look angry. Mm-hmm. I don't like the ones who look, okay. That's so cute.
Kid-friendly jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah. No. I like the evil ones.
She don't like kid-friendly jack-o'-lanterns.
That's something we never did. We never decorated for Halloween.
No, because, you know, we didn't, you know, my mama and my grandmama and all that.
Well,
just, you
I mean,
know,
it's just decorations.
It was like, yeah, it's decoration, but, you know, you didn't, you know, when you think of Halloween, sometimes you think of, you know, like the goblin, the witches, the demons, the ghosts, and the killers. Okay, so it kind of represents all things that are of, you know, evil.
Well, still.
So that's why I think they started trying to incorporate, like, angels and
I've been trying to get my mom to decorate her yard.
But mama's not going to decorate that. Mm-mm, honey. That don't fit along with Jesus. Mama says she is not finna do that. But Christmas,
it's okay.
my mama, but she will put pumpkins out or a bale of hay, you know, like that there to make it look fally and stuff like that.
Yeah,
you know, she'll do that because it makes it like a festival.
My yard,
and she'll go all out for Christmas though.
My yard will have like tombstones, witches.
You better believe
monsters.
You would throw a lit Halloween party, wouldn't you?
Yeah, yeah. Because I like to dress up.
I mean, I
like to scare kids.
I understand. You want to scare kids?
I like to go find the scariest mask I can find just to get them to say.
What about scaring preteen, like young teenagers and stuff?
Them too. I consider them as kids too.
Yeah,
they ain't adults yet.
So you would have a lit Halloween party.
I would.
Now I'm gonna tell you now.
I like Halloween.
If you had you know, got this Halloween party up and stuff like that and invited us, dress up. You know, ain't nothing too crazy.
Oh yeah, you got
going.
To dress up. You got to wear the scariest costume.
But I'm saying, okay, at this party though, ain't like no drugs.
No,
cause see, she don't
do
none of
that. Drugs.
Ain't no alcohol.
Might be a little alcohol.
Well, you got to have
for the ones who drink.
You can't have nobody. You know, getting too.
I'm not gonna have no kid party. Kool-Aid. I'm gonna have a little alcohol for the ones who drink.
Oh, I don't know. I might not even come to your party.
Yeah, my party will be lit, y'all. We're going to have these scary costumes.
And I probably, if I were to come to Quan's Halloween party, I would be the angel and miss all the demons.
Yeah, you would just as an angel.
Yeah.
And I have something scary on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she would definitely have her yard lit up with like ripped and caskets and zombies and stuff like that, probably popping up and all that there. Yeah, I mean, no joke. No, I know it would be fun.
Love
I know
and scary stuff.
It would be fun. I just, you know, it's just
you just don't like Halloween. You don't like to look scary. You don't like to dress in little bloody costumes and.
I understand the theme for dressing up. I could dress up like a, you know, like pumpkin head or something.
Pumpkin head. No. Nah.
I can't dress up like a killer angel. That ain't no way.
Yes, it will.
Y'all want to come, like one of these days.
Them angels on the movie Legion.
Oh no, I feel like I be invited something.
I know, right?
Yeah, I'm like, no. But if y'all one of these days, if Corn ever decide to throw a Halloween party, and she mentioned it on the podcast, it's going down.
You just got to find what
y'all
hit her up.
Okay. Cause she'll go all out for y'all.
I have it at some other place because I ain't gonna tell people to come to my house. No, you can't come to that center in our community.
And
that'd be big enough for everybody.
And plus, it's got a big like court out there, so you can
have it spooky. Come as you will. Mm. Stephanie.
Yeah.
She can't handle that.
I put up a camera or something, and you just go live stream and let me see it.
Yeah, we won't invite you then.
No, you can't invite me.
We can't invite her.
Sorry, I can't come tonight.
No. I want all my demons and goblins. I'd
be like Carrie Mama. Oh, no.
Oh, what if somebody dressed as Carrie? With the blood and stuff, go way back and bring it back to Carrie. That'd be a cool costume. Dressed as Carrie.
She start pushing people.
That'd be cool.
Y'all, Corn might have the cops at her in Halloween party. I'm just saying.
Ain't no cops. I'm not gonna have it that crazy, but it's gonna be the big one. But it ain't gonna be that crazy. Where the police gonna have to come break it up.
All right,
none of that.
Okay,
none
but y'all hit Corn up if y'all ever want to come to one of her Halloween.
Yeah, y'all do that. Y'all do that.
Her Halloween get-ups. Okay,
I invite y'all. Y'all are all welcome.
She will. Y'all.
Like Freddie Krueger said, "You're all my children." I'll be like, yeah, you're all
and what
welcome.
If something like that really go down though, and then
blowing up?
Yeah, you know, like some crazy. You invite everybody. Like, come on, now, everybody come. Everybody will.
And everybody
you get,
to show.
You get a psycho that's really crazy. I know. That really want to be Michael Myers.
I know.
Or the people like scream. Got a real machete and stuff.
Man, so like, that'll backfire. Then,
hey, Aquan, have you seen Brittany? She was just here a minute ago. Brittany back in the dumpster.
Go look upstairs. And then all of a sudden, in the bedroom somewhere. And then everybody go running and Brittany on the ground.
Yeah, and then the next morning, newspaper, disaster Halloween party.
I know,
based
terrible.
On true story.
I know, right?
Girl invite strangers.
Just my luck. Something like that will happen.
My mom be reminding her, see her, I told you.
I told you.
You don't invite them spirits. They'll show up, then they'll turn out. And they turn on you, right?
That'll be messed up. So, that'll be real messed up.
But, I mean, you know, I think what it is, it's like remembering the movies that had Halloween parties in. I think that's made it seem fun, but kind of creepy, too.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. It did. Wow.
But you know, it's all good. You know, it's all good. Just keep it clean and stuff. You know who you invite. No, for real. Make sure nobody got no weapons for real.
I know.
Somebody might be dressed up as gangsters. It's the click squad. But they told real, you know, real pieces.
Have they started the haunted house?
No, they started that on the. I think it's that Thursday. It's that Friday. That Friday, I think it starts that Friday night.
Yeah, we're gonna be having our marathon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in our little
this Saturday.
Town. Yeah, they want you to spend some money.
Always.
If I did decide to go, you know, you have to limit yourself because, you know, you like, look, okay, $30 at the max. That's if I see something
that
I want.
That stuff expensive.
But they stuff,
and they have the
I mean,
same stuff.
Yeah, and they stuff, you know, like just says they selling little necklaces with beads and stuff on it. And they look like little, I don't know, crystals or whatever. They might be selling that for almost like, you know, $13.
Yeah. Yeah, you I never like, really bought nothing. And then the food is ridiculous.
Yeah, you get a hot dog close
to $5.
Yeah, a hot dog.
Seriously.
And a drink is about $3.
Yes. Yeah, you know? That's crazy.
And then, you know, the famous funnel cakes. you know, that yeah. she made. But then, you know, the famous funnel cakes are almost about $9.
I'm so glad I don't eat that.
Be like, man. So, yeah, y'all know what y'all need to do.
I'm glad
eat
I don't eat that.
Before you go.
Yeah.
Then that way, you won't be hungering, you know, after that. You won't be saying, ooh, that looks so good.
What I don't get, the water is $3. The soda is like about $4.
$4.
Mm-hmm. Like, really? For a thing of water.
Yeah. So if you want, if you know you're going to be thirsty, bring your little tote bag, put you like 2 bottles of water in there, you know, yep. with it in like a cool bag so it stay cool. But eat. That's if I had to give advice to people who like to go to these type of things, eat before you go.
Better.
Eat. So that way you won't be craving for the food. Because if you go hungry, you're going to want to buy everything just to have go in your tummy, you know. Mm-hmm. But if you full, you'll turn it away. See, and you won't be so quick to buy it. But I hope everything goes well. I hope it's fun. We only had like the Ferris wheel like once.
I know, and that was the best time.
That was such
they
a memorable time.
They had all
them
rides
y'all.
Out yes, there. They and then did. They didn't bring it back. And after that, I stopped going.
Yeah, because then it was just basically walking around in circles.
Doing
for
the
like,
same thing.
Till your feet get so tired, you know. and then, you know, like till it start thinning out and you just. People still trying to keep it going, a little here and there. But you'd be like, okay, this over. I'm going home.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like that. So, you know, it's enjoyable for a minute when it start popping. But
it is.
I mean, since Corona had been out, they canceled it, you know, the year before. So now that they're bringing it back, I hope that they can bring something else with it, you know.
I doubt that.
I know. I doubt
it. I don't see nobody putting up stuff. Yeah. I don't see nothing. I don't see a thing.
Well, today is the 25th. They wouldn't start be putting it up right now. They would do it more toward like Thursday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So fingers crossed and you might get lucky.
Finger crossed.
All right, Quan, what are we gonna
well, hold
do
on
today,
before
huh?
we get into the crazy news around the world.
Mm-hmm.
I wanna ask y'all, how many of y'all then went out and seen the new Michael Myers movie? I'm still on Halloween. How many of y'all then went out and seen that movie?
And do you like it?
Do you like it? Because I didn't seen it.
I didn't see it. I only saw the first clip in it,
I think
y'all.
It's mixed emotions. I'm one of the ones who said they should have left it alone. Mm-hmm. Because I don't like when they ruin.
Try and change the character to doing what? Things that the character normally wouldn't do.
Well, they didn't really, you know, Michael Myers is Michael Myers.
Yeah.
I just don't like the fact that they had everybody else in the movie.
Oh, okay.
I don't like that. So, I don't like when the movie start going completely down.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
So it kind of ventured off.
And I'm not going to say, you know, tell the movie because I'm pretty sure a lot of people have seen the movie. But I,
you know what? I did not see all of it, but I did see a clip in there that I am going to tell you about. Well, this dude, I just did catch a glimpse of it, but I watched it long enough to see this thing. Well, anyway, Michael Myers had this dude, you know, like kind of like in a maybe chokehold kind of from the back.
Yep.
And this police, like almost like a little rental cop. Came up and he was like, you know, let him go. Turn him loose, Michael. Turn him loose. He said, if you don't, I'll shoot you. So, you know, of course, Michael Myers ain't like he going to listen. You know, he going to do what he want to do. He ain't going to say nothing. He's still going to kill
he
you.
He will never say that.
So he still had the dude like in a chokehold. And he said, let him go. This is your last warning. So he shot. But guess what, y'all? This had me tickled till water came out my eyes. The dude shot. And when he fired, he struck the guy in the neck.
Right in the neck.
So he was there to try to save him, and he killed him.
And then the thing about it, Michael Myers dropped him and walked away.
And he
didn't even try to kill the other dude.
He just dropped. Cause
he was like, you idiot. You shot your own partner.
You coming there, Michael, let him go or I'll shoot you. And you fired the gun and you wind up killing your own friend.
Yeah, that was a stupid scene.
But, you know,
and
but
just dropped him and walked away.
I laugh off that so hard, y'all. When y'all see it, though, you'll know what I'm talking about.
But I just wanted to ask how many of y'all done seen the movie. Because if you're a Michael Myers fan, I don't really think that you will like this movie. But if you just don't care, then you'll watch it. I'll put it like that. And I'm a Michael Myers fan, and I wish they would have just left it alone.
Yeah, you know, it's certain movies. You know, when it came to Jason, it was certain.
Oh, yes.
it was certain movies.
What
that
it was, Jason X.
Jason
when he
X.
Went in space.
Uh huh.
Why?
And why?
Why would you do that?
You know that didn't even make no sense. No
Not
sense.
At all.
You know, okay, we'll pick another one. Nightmare on Elm Street.
Which one?
The last part when they made it. And
oh,
they,
that one, even none of the real Freddy.
That one, yeah, but look how crazy it was. Come on, Freddy.
Yeah.
Come on. Freddy and Nakia over 100 people. You talking about, come on.
Come on, Freddy.
And that thing, you know, you dead.
I didn't even Freddy versus Jason. I didn't even like that one.
Yeah, I mean, it was just odd. I think, though, on Jason X, they was trying to put him in a place where he couldn't come back. Except they were on the ship, too. See, they should have just put his body on the ship and just flown it into outer space. Since they couldn't keep him down in Crystal Lake.
It didn't work.
But then got himself killed right in his face. But yeah, it's been some good movies. These are good movies, but sometimes when they start making the trilogy,
leave them alone.
And then, you know, when they said, because one time Jason had a final. It was a final Friday.
Isn't that the one where the man ate his heart and then he became Jason?
That was stupid, too.
That was stupid. I didn't like that movie.
And that was, I think it might have been because it's like Friday 13, the final Friday,
yeah,
or something like that.
Eating the man
and
heart.
It's supposed to be like
Jason
the last.
Heart.
Yeah, and Jason shouldn't have had a heart anyway.
Jason,
what are you doing with a heart?
You've been dead how long? First of all, Jason died as a child.
Y'all tell
how
me
how in the world did he become an adult?
That's a head scratcher because I can't figure that one out.
No.
So it's just like they're saying when he died as a youngster. And he came back as an adult dead man.
Yes. He died as an ugly little boy, and he came back as an adult.
Mm-hmm. And I don't understand that.
Got the rotten face. He rotted out.
He did.
But he died as a child.
I don't know.
And he got a heart.
Maybe I need to Google that. And I'm for real. And see why did he come back like that.
Yeah.
Because I can understand him coming back over and over and over because he's like a spirit.
Yeah.
Okay, I can understand it. But what I can't understand is how he died as a child and he come back like this.
We would never know.
And then Michael Myers, when he always come back in his flesh.
Clean.
Yeah.
Clean. Clean mask, clean hands.
Everything.
And then on the last one where I didn't like that, Michael Myers, he wrapped his hand up.
Huh?
He had his hand wrapped up.
What for? Well, like he were hurt.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. That's ridiculous.
I'm like, what in the world he doing with a bandage on his hand?
What point does... Okay, yeah. I don't know. You have to... Okay, y'all decide.
Oh, y'all decide.
Y'all decide. Because from what I heard from it, I think it's... But you know, I'll leave that to you. Some people like it, may like it.
Yeah.
But, you know, hit us up and let us know if you like it or not.
Yeah, y'all do that. All right, we're going... get into this news and stuff and see what's happening in this crazy world.
Yep, that's true.
Let's get into it.
All right, y'all. Let's jump right on into this because this is something serious and sad. I know by now everybody has heard about Alec Baldwin. You know, have you heard of Quan?
Oh, yeah.
You know, so I'm sure that this is, you know, floating around the whole universe now. But yeah, okay. So Alec Baldwin was practicing a stunt when a prop gun he was holding fired and killed 42-year-old cinematographer Helena Hutchins and injured director Joel Souza. I'm sorry if I didn't say that correctly. On the set of the movie Rust, according to the affidavits for search warrants released by the Santa Fe County Sheriff's Office, the new document based on the interview between the sheriff and the detective, this was several members of the film crew offered the most complete accounting so far as of Thursday's shooting in New Mexico. According to the document, Baldwin was sitting in a church pew on the seat of the film while rehearsing a scene that involved drawing a revolver and pointed it at the camera. Hutchison and Souza were viewing the camera angle, Souza told detectives who was shot in the shoulder was standing behind Hutchins. So he was standing behind her, and so and I guess he pointed it kind of, I guess, at their direction. But I mean, of course, he didn't know.
No, he didn't know. But what I don't understand is, like, I thought on the movie set them gonna be plastic, and you know when they're shooting stuff. You know, they had a little fake pow-pow sound and stuff. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that they used real guns.
You
know, to pretend like they're shooting people.
Yeah, and then
I didn't know that.
I didn't either. I thought they used.
All them girls were fake.
Prop lookalike.
Yeah,
you know, a really good lookalike that looked like the real thing, but it's not. You know that can actually, you know, may pop like a gun.
Yeah,
but you know, it's not the real thing. But yeah, this was a real gun,
and I did not know. I didn't know they used.
And
that.
Evidently, it had real bullets in it. You know?
I want to know who. Well. I guess we'll never know that. Who put the bullets in the gun?
Right, because they want. I highly doubt that they will ever get to that answer because it's so many people that are in and out on the set. So it's kind of hard to pinpoint who could have done that.
Yeah,
but
I wanted it.
But I feel like if somebody, unless and they got the gun from somewhere else and the bullet was already in there,
I know it's been said that people was complaining already on the set about how the set was, mm-hmm. like it was unsafe.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. I don't
and
know.
And it was Souza who said.
I just
want to
know who put the bullets in the gun.
Yeah, and Souza, he said he heard what sounded like a whip and then a loud pop when the gun went off, according to the documents. So when the gun was discharged, he said he recalled Hutchinson grabbing her midsection, and then stumbling before being helped to the ground. He told detectives she said she couldn't feel her legs. Hutchinson, who was 42, was helped by the meds on scene and was then transported to the University of New Mexico Hospital by helicopter, where she later died.
Yeah, that was sad all the way around. Yeah. And I feel sad for Alec Baldwin, but he didn't know.
No,
the person who put that gun there with that bullets in it. I wanted today.
I blame
do that on purpose.
If the person who actually put that bullet in that gun. Now, we might have to go a little bit further back too, because really they could have got that gun from another prop somewhere else. But you know what I'm saying? Like they ordered these props.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand that.
Maybe
but
somebody was using that gun and just firing it off and stuff like that, and then left a bullet or something in the chamber.
I mean, it's a possibility.
You know, maybe thinking it was empty, and they put it in with the props.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, that could have happened too.
Yeah, it could have happened that way. But the thing is, they say that day started with a camera crew quitting the movie.
Yeah, that because people been saying that they was already complaining about the set already.
Hmm.
You know, he had people quitting on him because it was like a low budget film,
mm-hmm.
and he was like overworking them, you know, and they were getting tired and stuff like that.
Oh,
so they was complaining.
Oh, okay,
so,
I didn't know that. And they said they only had one camera, which worked.
Yeah, that was low budget.
I mean, this Alec Baldwin, was he like this is his film?
I think it was.
And you mean tell me like one camera that worked?
Yeah, that's why people were complaining on the set.
But they said that the prop weapons were checked before launch. Evidently, that was not true.
That's
Mm-mm.
not true.
Mm-mm.
Ain't no way in the world they checked that fake gun before the movie started.
I don't know.
It's just me. I don't know if whoever did they do it on purpose.
Yeah.
Because it just don't sit right.
Mm-hmm.
And it only been one incident that happened like many
yes.
years ago with Bruce Lee's son. And that was on purpose.
And that,
they
and
meant
never,
to kill him.
And they never found who did that.
No.
Matter of fact, they kind of left that alone.
They did, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did.
This right here, I don't know. I don't know if it's done on purpose or accident. It's just crazy.
It's going to be a deep investigation.
I hope so. I hope they get to the bottom of this because, and I hope they find the person who did it if they did it on purpose.
Yeah,
because
she
took somebody's life.
She was married, you know, and it's just devastating that her husband had to find out that
his
wife was shot filming a movie and she's dead.
I know, right?
You know, and that's you know, you had to pray for him.
I hope the other person have a fully recovery.
Yeah. Which, you know, that I don't even know if they're going to finish the movie. I would drop it.
I hope not.
I would drop it because that's something serious. I'd drop it. And I don't even think Alec Baldwin right now is in his right state of mind.
No, because he didn't know that was going to happen. I'm pretty sure he didn't know.
And right now
and
he's
right
thinking,
here just tearing him up.
I accidentally killed somebody.
Yeah. And it's not his fault. He didn't know.
It's not his fault, but at the same time, he's going to feel bad and guilty because he took somebody's life by accident. By accident, and that's just going to play in his mind.
Yeah, because
so
he's seen
know.
The whole
he,
thing.
He may have to have, like, some therapy. But I don't know. I don't know if he knows anything about God. Hopefully,
I don't know that.
But maybe this is the one thing that might bring him closer to God.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, that's knows, if, I'm just saying, know. If, you know, he doesn't know him, then this kind of thing, you know, would be something that would drive you to God, you know.
Yeah.
Because you know, I hate mean, that this, this happening. This ain't something that you just, you know, brush away and be like, oh, I'm good, I'm fine. Because you're going to think about it. He'll see her. And, you know, when he closes his eye, he'll see her.
I know, right? He especially think, being the one who, you know, pulled the trigger.
Yeah, that's hard. That's tough. You know, and knowing that this woman, you know, husband is left alone. But, yeah, so it's sad. You know, we pray for everybody who was involved because, you know, you don't wish that on nobody.
No.
You know.
You don't. You don't. Yeah. I just hope that they do continue to dig into it and find the one who actually did this, mm-hmm. if it's done on purpose.
Right, because they're going to investigate.
I did not know that they use real guns. Mm-hmm. So all this long time, we've been watching all these action movies with people shooting and stuff. Don't be real guns.
But do they supposed be blanks? Guns?
Still.
Okay, I know even if they probably, a lot of them probably were actually real guns.
Can now, they use now, like plastic guns? Like
they could use they could
BB
use,
guns?
No, they could actually use guns, like, you know, prop guns that look identical to the real thing. They don't have to use real guns because the real guns, you know, requires bullets. So somebody might be, who knows? Somebody might have been filling up with the blanks and somebody changed one of them, you know, one of the blanks to a bullet. I don't know. I don't know what a blank looked like.
I don't know.
All I know, it looked like a real bullet. I don't know. But
me,
you know,
I'm just speaking for myself. I think it was done on purpose. I'm speaking for myself.
Yeah.
This is me.
Yeah, because if and another thing, if somebody were responsible,
I really do believe that
if somebody was responsible for checking the equipment and stuff like that, then somebody needs to talk to that person and ask them, did they thoroughly check it? And if they say yes, then you know that's not true.
That's not true.
But
because
yeah,
don't you supposed to like like I want to do they shoot the blanks before they, you know, use the gun to make sure it's gonna go off.
I'm sure they do. Testing.
Well, somebody didn't test that gun.
It's just sad.
Nobody tested.
Nobody.
Yes, it's sad because a life was taken,
mm-hmm.
you know, just out of yeah. the blue. She didn't know she was going to pass, and she didn't know that was going to happen, and Alec didn't know that was going to happen.
Mm-mm.
So no. I just feel bad for the family, and I hope the one who's in the hospital, you know, yeah. pull through.
Yeah.
And I hope that Alec, you know, May said that he... get to know God.
Yeah, because really,
he's going to need God, yeah. and he's going to need his family to mm-hmm. get through this, because mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure it's tearing him up inside.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
it just was messed up.
Yeah, because I think he had known her for a while, too.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
it said an assistant director unwittingly handed Alec Baldwin a loaded weapon and told him it was safe to use.
I'm thinking, like, the one who handed him the gun, he probably thought it was a prop gun, too.
But he got it in.
Where he got it from, who knows? Somebody probably
that's
snuck in and replaced the fake one with the real
yeah,
one. And then
you know,
he grabbed it and went ahead and handed it to Alec.
Know. Yeah, you know,
so
and these are theories
happen
and
like
stuff
that.
Like that. Yeah, because, you know, you got to, you know, you just like if you got a box.
I should be a detective.
You know, you got a box that's, yeah, Quan, you be a detective. You know, you got all these theories and stuff
yeah.
like that. But, you know, you just like a box with a bunch of props in it. And, you know, I don't know, but he gave it to him, you know, unbeknownst that the gun had a bullet in it.
Real bullet. And how many times he shot when he was shooting?
I'm not sure. I don't really know.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know, was it once or twice? It sounded like it, though. It sounded like it kind of went off accidentally, but I don't know.
Well, we praying for him.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of the crew members, too, and the woman's family and the man who's in the hospital. And if it was an accident, then we understand. But if not, I hope that they catch the person who did this.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's move on to the next news that came across the television.
Yeah. So get this. Brian Laudrie has been found. But he's dead.
I figured that.
Yeah. You know, you kind of had one time you had kind of said that you thought that he might have been, you know, dead since you couldn't hear anything from him and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But yeah. So, okay. Now. Okay. All right, so last Wednesday, his parents told the FBI that night that they were going to help with the search, okay? Now, when they go on the trail that they said their son liked to take, they found what was a white bag. They call it a dry bag, which the computer is kept in, so it protects it from water.
Yeah.
Okay, and then they found what was, I guess it was a partial, maybe of a human skull. And, yeah, he was skeletal by this point. Now they say, some of the people are saying, okay, how can all this time go by and the FBI and the cadaver dolls and, you know, have been searching this area and then find us, and all of a sudden, in less than 2 hours, his parents come up finding him and okay, so the lawyer was like, their lawyer was like very teed off about this, and he said, what do you think, you know, that they hid their son's bone and then brought him back out here in the next morning or whatever? You know, that's preposterous.
I don't think they did that.
I don't think they did that. But it was something, I don't know if they some people also speculated that Brian may have told them, if they do find me, or if you find me, this is where you might find me at, if I don't make it.
Yeah.
You know, they something like that, because, you know, they said recently, until then, that was an area where that it was submerged in water. So I guess they were saying since the water had receded and went down, then they were able to see it. But it only took them like maybe less than 2 hours
to find him.
Yeah. And to find
the dry bag, and even the dog hunter, they could never find him. But the mom and daddy walked right up on
from
him.
From a whole month and stuff. And so some of them saying that they believe that they already knew where he was. So, because they were acting way too cool, too calm during the whole thing.
So, which I already said that I believe that he killed himself. So,
oh yeah, that was undetermined. So they had to send it to some kind of high profile doctor that can determine death, because they said from what they could see, you know, they couldn't really determine, you know, if he killed himself with a gun or whatever. If it was with a gun, they could tell, but they could not tell. But they did say this was an infested place with alligators and wild, like devil pigs. Like wild pigs.
Devil pigs.
Yeah, they call them like wild boars and stuff like that. And they said a bunch of insects that can really, you know, can eat away at human flesh.
Oh.
So.
Wow.
Yeah, so they were saying that, you know, this is a possibility that, you know,
one of those got to him.
Maybe a gator got him.
I don't think, if an alligator got to him, I don't think his bones. Was his whole entire bones there, or just his skull?
I don't think they don't have his full body.
Oh.
I think they have bits and pieces.
Oh, well, dang.
Yeah.
Maybe an alligator did get to him.
So, because they could identify
him. And they know it's him.
Yeah, because they identified by his dental records.
Oh,
and that's
okay.
How they were able to tell that this was him.
Dang.
So, yeah. So,
even though he killed that girl, it's sad the way if alligator got to him, or, you know, tore him up and stuff. That's still a sad way to go out. Even though he did kill her, but at the same time, you know.
It's, you know, you don't wish nothing.
I don't wish. Because
I don't know. Maybe, you know, I'm sorry that, you know, Gabby, you know, they was in a toxic relationship. Somebody should have probably intervened a long time ago. But I'm sorry that, you know, Gabby lost her life the way she did, you know, like,
and
he
even
took
feel
her,
bad for him,
you know,
for his.
And, yeah, and, you know, and then he died.
Life that's gone.
Yeah, and he's dead now, you know, because he couldn't face what he had done.
And he did leave behind his mom, dad, sister.
Yeah.
You know, they feel the effects too.
And
even though their son did something terrible wrong.
And
but.
I think that they definitely knew what he had done.
Yeah.
Because actually, in an interview, they said that the daddy said that Brian was grieving. And he was supposedly grieving before they actually found Gabby's body. So what that takes, I mean, the whole scenario of the thing, everything he did was off.
Yeah.
When coming home, and I know that a conversation had to come up when they went on a trip. So he knew, I think he knew that he probably was going to either take his life. I don't know if the gators got him or whatnot, but either he took his life or nature took it. But I think that he probably knew that, because see, they actually went on a little 5-day vacation.
With their son?
Uh-huh. When he got back.
Oh, okay.
And they said that was any talk, they asked the sister, was there any talk of Gabby during that time? And she said, no, nothing about Gabby never came up. But that's
sure
strange. But that's strange, because this girl lived with y'all. She lived with the mom and dad and him.
They talked about her.
And then he come back. And you mean tell me you're not going to say, well, honey, where's Gabby?
Yeah, they talked about
her. Yeah.
And he told them what happened.
He told them what happened, because why else they wouldn't answer that girl's mama phone call?
Yeah. And other time, they probably would have picked up if, uh-huh. if she would return home uh-huh. with Brian. Mm-hmm. They would have picked up the phone. Mm-hmm. But knowing what they knew, they wasn't going to pick up the phone because they wanted to turn their son in.
Right. And they say, you know, like a mother would do what she can for her children.
Yeah.
You know, even though he did a terrible thing, but, you know, to her, that was still his you know, her son. Uh-huh. And I can understand that, you know, that being her son and stuff. But to totally just, you know, kind of turn a blind eye to what he did, you know. I think they would thought they was helping him get away. I don't know if they was knowing that he was gonna do that to himself or whatever. But
nature.
But yeah, or nature. But I think that they was trying to help him get away.
They was. They yeah. were trying.
Yeah. And so now
they didn't want to see no harm come to their child, mm-hmm. even though their child had took another life mm-hmm. that was still their child.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew what gonna they kind of figured. Either the police would have killed him,
mm-hmm.
you know, or
that's what I think they thought. Yeah, I think that they thought maybe if the FBI would have got to him and he tried to run or whatever, and if he had a weapon, I don't know or not, but I think that they thought that if he would have tried to run, then they would have shot him.
Yeah,
you know, because he was a fugitive. You know, he was a fugitive, but I still don't understand why they never call him, you know.
They still, exactly. they never said he was
a person of interest.
That's all they kept saying. Mm-hmm. That's all they kept saying. Now, if anybody else.
They would have called him the murderer.
A murderer.
Mm-hmm.
They
mm-hmm.
would have, shoot.
Now, her family called him that because they know what he did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I think what it was, I think that Gabby and him both had some kind of mental issues. What I'm saying is, like, because she was like, she gets stressed and whatever. Okay. So maybe what happened was she stressed him out and he flipped out.
They probably had a fight.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it was an accident and he just didn't know how to do it. I don't know. I'm just speculating. But they both are gone now. So what's
sad
next?
Situation.
It is.
That's why when you are in a toxic relationship.
Get out.
Get out while you can.
Don't be just staying there. But I love him.
Don't do that.
No, don't
do that.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do it.
We should have a topic about toxic relationship.
Yeah. You know, some girls, some women.
Because some people
girl,
need to hear it. Mm-hmm, go for men's too, because yeah. some women are crazy towards
yeah.
their men's.
Yeah. And they be like, you know.
But nine times out of ten, it's still yeah. the ladies who mm-hmm. getting killed from yeah. the man. So,
yeah. So, I mean.
We need to have something like this.
Yeah.
We need to get that word out. Mm-hmm. Because it's so many women that's stuck in a toxic relationship and they're scared to get out.
Mm-hmm.
And it don't end good for them.
It never. Never
no.
ends.
And then sometimes their family pay for it. Sometimes the man get crazy and go take out her whole family.
Yeah.
Just to make her hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean, yeah,
we're going to have something. We're going to have a topic on that, too.
Toxic is not good. I don't care what.
Is
I don't
bad.
Care what form it come in. It may come in a liquid. It's bad.
It's bad.
It may come in the form of people. It's bad. It may come in the form of an attitude. It's bad. It may come in the form of actions. It's bad. Y'all, toxic is just not good, period.
Not good at all.
So y'all hang on to that and remember that.
Yeah, please do. That should be our next one.
Yeah.
There we go.
That's why I like positive
there we
vibes
go.
On
this. There we go. That's our next topic, y'all. Toxic
yeah,
relationship.
Yeah, toxic.
And y'all yeah. better tune in because we'll have some good things to tell you.
Mm-hmm. Y'all, yeah, please tune in.
Tune
listen
in.
That because, you
tune
know,
in
you,
because
who knows,
everybody
you might have a friend. You might have a friend that's in a toxic relationship.
Yeah.
You might want to, you know, you might have been trying to tell her or him or whatever, and they just can't seem to cut themselves free from the other person.
Exactly.
You know, but, you
they
know,
only hurting themselves.
But I don't care. If I had a friend and I know they was in a toxic relationship, I'm going to do what I can to get my friend out of that relationship.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm.
I never really had a, well, I don't know. I never had a friend who told me that they was yeah. in a toxic
But you know, sometimes they keep it to themselves.
They keep it to themselves. And they pretend like everything is happy-go-lucky
like
and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I seen a Lifetime movie like that. Boy had just beat the girl so bad, but she covered it up. She had a friend to help her cover it up with makeup.
Mm-mm. But, see, that's the wrong thing
But when
to
she
do.
Take a bath and
you
stuff.
You signing her death warrant.
Yeah, and he did kill her at the end.
Mm.
Yeah, it was a Lifetime movie. She was a young girl, and he just mistreated her so bad. And she was just, you know, it didn't matter. Whatever ticked him off, the clothes that she wore, if he didn't like it, ticked him off. If her hair was fixed the kind of way that he thought that she would flirt with somebody else, ticked him off.
Those are signs right there when you should just get out.
Yeah.
Don't stay with him. And then telling you so, I love you, baby. I'm sorry. I won't do it no more. Then like, they forgive
and
him.
And that's what he did. He used to do it like that. And then he bought her a necklace. And
see, that's, nah.
He bought her a necklace.
That's how they get
her that he never heard because he can't live without her. And he loved her so much, he never hurt her. And he give her a token of his love. And she be like, oh, it's so beautiful. Thank you.
And then he wind up beating you again.
Wind up back in there until, you know, it was over.
Wow.
Yeah, it was sad. I hate movies like that, but it's true stories.
You know,
like
live, I don't watch Lifetime because that's all they show. But it be true. It be based on true stories. But I just, I don't watch them.
Yeah.
Because that
ain't
somebody all, always
ain't, you know, ain't all on based off true stories.
Some of them. Pretty much.
I mean, yeah.
The husband cheating on the wife.
Yeah, the crazy nanny.
The crazy nanny. The boyfriends beating on the girls.
Yeah, the
boy and all that stuff.
And stuff like the neighbor and all like that. Yeah. it's
a
whole
a
lot of drama.
Lifetime movie like that. Yeah. But it's
a whole lot
sad,
of drama.
But true.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't do Lifetime.
But I like Lifetime.
But I don't do toxic relationships either.
But I don't, I don't do no toxic stuff. I don't do toxic stuff. I like positive vibes only.
I just wish these people would keep their hand to themselves.
Yeah, because nobody belongs
but
to them.
Nobody, exactly.
Mm-mm. And if you don't want to, if she bug you that much,
leave her.
Tell her, look, go back home to your mama.
Exactly. Just walk away.
Yeah, just walk away.
Walk away.
Because, you know, you're going to have to answer to God for that.
Sure is.
Yeah.
And he sees everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, you see it all. So don't think you get away because you didn't kill somebody and then nobody knows about it.
Right. Or either that you took your own life away.
Oh.
To say you got away. But no, you didn't.
You sure did.
But anyway,
you
though,
took your own life.
You know, we pray for all these people involved because, you know, it's the whole sad situation.
It everywhere.
Left
but like
right.
We said, we're going to talk about that. And that might, that might be our next episode. Toxic relationship.
Yeah. Because this story ended badly. And I feel like they may make a Lifetime movie out of this.
I think it's coming. I really think it's coming.
Because it was a really bizarre story. And it played
because
out
both
almost
of them
like
was
a
like a YouTube couple, right?
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
A vlogging couple.
I'm pretty sure they're going to be on Lifetime.
The life. Mm-hmm, the van life.
Or pretend to live in a life.
Uh-huh.
What they were doing in front of the camera was just
a lot of time. Yeah, a lot of time. That
behind closed door.
On.
They probably been getting into fights.
I think so. This just wasn't a one time thing.
Nah, it just so happened that he took a life the last time they went out on their travel,
and then potentially took his life,
and then
or either nature.
Or
I say it like that, y'all, because I don't know, because they don't know.
I mean, if it was just a skull there, then it's a possibility that the crocodile, alligator, whatever it was, did get to him.
Maybe they got to him on in and the other wild
and then,
animal drug his head off or something, you know.
A rough way to go out.
Yeah, it is. Man.
I know. But you can't do evil. You can't do evil for evil.
You know, you can't do evil
you know,
and get away with it.
The humans didn't get to you,
mm-hmm.
but the animal. I hate to say it like that. I'm not laughing.
I know, but it's just...
I mean, you can't do evil for evil. What goes around comes around. And I'm sorry that he died like that. I'm sorry for his mama and dad and his sister.
Yeah, because that was their child.
Yeah, but you know,
but
you can't take a life.
No, you can't do
evil. You didn't give it, and you can't take it.
No, you can't. And you couldn't get away with it.
No.
But it was just the way you said it. You know, like well, golden rod, come around. This time, nature got it. You know.
It's true.
Yeah, it's a lot of people though done died on the run.
I know.
Yep.
You know they have. Either they
but all,
life
these,
or something
but all these folks who talking about they saw him long time.
Story.
That man was dead, and you talking about, oh, it was him. Like that man told it was him.
I know.
This the guy. I'm 100% sure.
Nah,
that was never him.
That wasn't him.
You talking about he was 100% sure. He was 100% wrong.
If he was a skeleton. When they got to him, y'all
did
all
not,
told stories.
I mean, it might have been some honest people thought they seen him.
Maybe they seen his lookalike.
But this man, he had quite a few people who favor him. I saw this one guy who favored him a lot. But and they thought, even the FBI thought that was him. He said that he was sleeping in the bed and stuff. And they came barging in the house with guns.
Wow.
Uh-huh. And say, you know, that, you know, he told him, you know, to do whatever, this, that, and the other, because they thought it was him. But they realized he didn't have the tattoos.
Yeah.
But his facial structure was so much like his, though. It really was. So I can understand. But now, y'all can leave all the doppelgangers alone.
Leave it alone. Because
this
story has
come to an end.
Especially, a sad end.
Yeah.
But it has come to an end.
Yeah. It came to an end. Well, Paul.
I know. We had to end the show like that.
I know, right? Man.
I hate ending the show in not so good news.
I know, right? I need. Let me see. All right, y'all. I'm gonna give y'all a joke at the end of this. All right.
Yeah. Oh yeah. This is the comedian May. Y'all listen to her joke.
30 cows in a field. 28 chickens. How many didn't? figure that one out.
Yeah, drop y'all comments. If you know the answer, leave it in the comments.
You're trying to leave it on a good note because you don't want to leave it like that. So we leave it on a joke note. All right, y'all be good.
Yeah, y'all. Y'all be good and stay safe. And on that note, we're going to get ready to end this show. So, May, what you going to tell them to do?
What I'm going to tell them to do?
Yes.
I'm going to tell
you them. You can either sing it now because you like to sing.
Everybody out there in podcast land, I'm telling you from Quantum Me, you need to understand.
Woo!
We need you to give us some likes. Drop it down in the comment section and have a good day.
There you go. There you go. May sung it to you guys. Download, subscribe our podcast on any podcast platform. Follow us on social media. Support us on anchor.fm. Y'all continue to show y'all love and we will continue to bring
show,
it.
Yeah, and we will show our love back.
That's right.
Yeah.
But till then, I am your girl, Quan.
And I'm your girl, May.
And we will talk to you guys next time.
Peace.
Bye, guys. Bye.